This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which cost around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Addiction in our country seems to be getting worse and worse. But thankfully, there are many groups that are reaching out, and many addicts are getting their lives turned around. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to my Strang Report. I get to interview a lot of interesting people, and today I'm going to introduce a good friend about the subject of addiction. Her name is Michal Osteen. She was born in Israel, but she's lived in America for many years, and in fact, she is my neighbor across the street. She's also Jewish, as you might expect, and we have become good friends, largely through some of the activities of Christians United for Israel and other pro-Israel groups. Recently, Michal told me about an exciting presentation that's going to take place in Orlando, and I wanted to interview her about that because I thought that many of my listeners would want to go. Now, of course, I realize that my listeners and readers live all over the country and, in fact, other countries as well. But it's good for you to know about this important program. And also, the troop that Michal will describe in just a minute is also appearing in other cities. So first of all, Michal, I want to thank you for taking time from your very busy schedule to be with me on my podcast. I know you just flew back from Israel and that you go back and forth a lot.
That's right. And thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, tell me about this organization that is putting on this presentation. I know it's going to be at Ohev Shalom, probably the leading synagogue in our city, which I have attended numerous times. And the presentation is called Freedom Song. Tell us what Freedom Song is, what it means, and who's behind this presentation.
Okay. Freedom Song is a live show performed by actual addicts in recovery. And some of them have been in recovery for a long time, and some of them are still in the program. There are about 16 of them telling their stories of recovery, their fight to live in a free society with freedom from addiction. And as we all know, there are so many people dying from overdoses now in our country, and it has become just a horrible, horrible disease. These young people want to send a message and educate people to be able to discuss it openly and to discuss it with their families and take away the shame of being addicted, because unfortunately many young kids today are getting addicted to different kinds of substances, whether it's alcohol or opiates, and they're too ashamed to ask for help. And then it becomes too late and they end up in and out of rehab centers because it is such a hard thing to get healthy from.
Well, when I heard about this, I was surprised because I think of addicts, you know, the stereotype is maybe poor people living in the ghetto or crazy mixed up teenagers. I don't think of Jewish people as being addicts very much. I think of them as being well healed and their kids going to fine universities. How did this come out of the Jewish community and what are they trying to accomplish?
Well, this is very true. This is the myth of addiction. And that is why so many, both in the Christian world and the Jewish world, kids are ashamed to ask for help, because the myth is, oh, we have to be perfect families and we go to college and we're doctors and physicians and educated people. And yet, that is. In this program, I have met young people who just graduated from medical school. I've met people who are extremely bright and from great families and not necessarily had trauma in their life. So it is now a disease that hits everybody. And I think it is no longer just those people that we see on the street asking for help. I actually just on the plane saw a beautiful movie called Beautiful Boy, and it's just about this subject, a healthy, wonderful family, and the kid gets addicted, and it is so difficult. So the program comes out of Los Angeles. It's a place called Beit Teshuvah, and different from any other program is they do take insurance, but when your insurance runs out, they keep you there for a year. And I do know of a few Christian programs like this, but most rehab centers throw you out the day that your insurance runs out. So these young people, and they're young kids, 18 and older, actually really get healthy there. A lot of volunteers work there, physicians from UCLA and USC and psychiatrists. A lot of people donate their time and come and help. They have a Shabbat dinner on Friday night that is open to the whole community, and the kids serve you dinner, including people that are kind of homeless and just come off the street, but also amazing families of very educated community that come and hug the community. And I think the success rate is just because of that, because there's no shame of being addicted there. It is actually pride of becoming free of addiction, and the community kind of hugs you and help you get back on your feet and get jobs. And that is, I think, why they have such a good success rate.
Now, Orlando is a long way from Los Angeles, so I guess we're going to get a little taste of this next Thursday, the 11th, when this is presented at Ohev Shalom Synagogue. Can you kind of describe what people will see? I've seen the trailer. In fact, in my newsletter, I will put a link so that the people can, you know, watch the trailer themselves. But kind of describe what they'll see, because you've seen the program and I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is a musical, and it is a show about getting freedom from addiction, and at the same time, it's a family celebrating the Passover, freedom of humanity, coming out of Egypt and finding freedom. So it kind of relates it back to maybe religion and maybe something that speaks to everybody, any religion. So it's a family celebrating the Seder, and at the same time to have an addict in the family. And then there's another group that they describe their true stories of what they went through and how they became addicted and how they fight for becoming free of this kind of a life. So it is absolutely remarkable. It is so touching and so uplifting that you just want to go up there and hug them and say, wow, you're making it. You're making a difference. And I just love the fact of how to educate. And later after the show, we're going to have them with question and answers. So hopefully we're going to separate into the teen group and parents group, so people who have any kind of issues have the opportunity to ask questions and not be afraid to share, including the young population.
I was so moved when I saw the trailer. It was dancing and singing, and you know, you could tell that there was tremendous emotion in terms of tears, and as people, I guess, were sharing their stories, you know, it was just little snippets on video, but then there was jubilation and joy and hope.
Absolutely.
And I was just so moved, and I can't wait to see it next week. It's going to be going around the country. Have you been able to find out other places so we can list that so people in other countries could find this out? Or maybe what I should do is ask how people could find out more about this ministry, because I've checked out their website and there seems to be a lot of information on the website too.
Yes, I want to clarify that they do take any religion and any faith, and they're open to the community at large. So anybody can apply to go there if they have any kind of addiction problems. It's not only just a Jewish. There is a rabbi who heads it, who himself was a gangster and was an addict. And when he got out of jail, he became a rabbi and started this program with his wonderful wife. Actually, his wife, I think, started the program. They're in their early 80s, I think, now, and they're still there from early morning to late at night, making a difference in this world. So I think it takes an addict to really understand what another addict goes through. So the program is, they're touring Florida this month, and again, it's called Bet Teshuvah. I will be able to send you a link to the program, and that'd be wonderful, because they're there to help with any kind of questions. And if anybody's ever in Los Angeles, they have a lot of shows in Los Angeles through the year as well.
Well, I so appreciate you bringing this to my attention. There are many Christians in Central Florida and really in all over the country who have a real heart for Israel and the Jewish people and enjoy participating in things. I know that I've been at protests against Iran at the Jewish Community Center, and I've been to musical presentations. I think your daughter was in one a number of years ago that we attended. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And then, of course, you've been to various kinds of pro-Israel
your program,
events.
Pro, absolutely. And they brought a lot of friends, and they're all looking forward to the next one. So,
well, that's good. And I'm going to be encouraging my circle of influence, my doing a newsletter, a podcast as part of my doing this. I realize that podcasts are online for a long time, long after this event is over. But I thought this was interesting for us to understand that this kind of work is going on and the people are being helped. And it's good to be supportive of these programs and to know about them. So thank you again for letting me know about it. I look forward to it myself.
And
I'll be like Bill O'Reilly, and I'll give you the last word.
I just want to mention that we're only charging $5 for students and $8 for adults, and no one will be turned away from the show for lack of funds, because we really, really believe that we want to help take the pain of addiction and the fear of it and educate people to come get help, ask questions, and just don't be ashamed. So it happens to the best of families. So I want to really, really thank you for taking the time, and I always love your support, and I love your people. So thank you for always supporting us.
Well, and thank you, and thank you to you and your wonderful family, your husband David, for being great neighbors.
And, we love being your neighbor.
Well, thank you. And occasionally, I even hang an Israeli flag in front of my house. Which always gets a lot of comments.
Huge, the biggest flag I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. And thank you to my listeners for listening to my podcast today. Until tomorrow, this is Stephen Strang for the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on CharismaMag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on CharismaMag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.